Good morning. I want to speak by way of introduction this morning. I'm going to take a few extra minutes in our introduction this morning to address confronting fear in the face of pandemic. Confronting fear in the face of pandemic. And I want to speak to the folks that I pastor and that I'm accountable for as a shepherd, and to the hearts of others that we have the opportunity to influence. So first of all, let me say this. Given the, in light of the recent events of this week specifically, I am very, very thankful that I live under the government of God. I'm very, very thankful. And just to stabilize our hearts and minds, to get our fundamentals right again, and I need to do that periodically in my own life. I shared with, I think it was Brother Darrell this week, Thursday, after I'd gotten off of a phone conference with the Commissioner of Education. And I say this kindly, he's a man doing the best he can. But this is human government. And so the superintendent and I visited with him, and he shared, you know, the question was, what do you think the chances of K through 12 schools shutting down in the state of Florida are, given the fact that the university system is shut down? And the commissioner said on Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, there is absolutely zero chance, no chance that K through 12 schools in the state of Florida will shut down. There's just no sense in it. Shame on those that do. It was really that tone. And then 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, I'm called to her office for a phone conference with his boss, who says, effective immediately, not 24 hours later, effective immediately, all the K through 12 schools in the state of Florida are closed forthwith. It was not strong recommendations. It was thou shalt. And so right then, there was a passage of scripture that came to my mind as I, you know, listen, God bless America, and I am thankful for our government. But there is a government above all other governments. And the one that's in charge of this government doesn't have a habit of changing his mind. And he said, and this is the one that came to my mind, Isaiah 14:24. And he said this, the one that's at the head of our government. He said, the Lord of hosts, now that's a big title, by the way. And host, that means whoever this is, he's the Lord of hosts. So what does that mean? Host can mean two things in the Word of God, and I'd amen both interpretations right here. Host can mean that he's the Lord of the most powerful army in the universe. The host of heaven are a description of the angelic host of heaven. And let me promise you, that is the most powerful, outside of God himself, the angelic host is the most powerful force in the universe, and he is Lord over them. They do his beck and will in his government. Secondly, host can mean the myriad of stars and planets in our universe that he has made by the word of his power, and he upholds them by the word of his power. Right now, God is controlling over 1 trillion stars and planets. Right now, they do his bidding and his will. He's the Lord. That's a big God. Amen? Amen. Angels do his will. Stars and planets do his will. He's the Lord of hosts, and Isaiah said, and he has sworn. Now listen, when I swear by something, which I shouldn't do, when I say, I swear, I promise, sometimes it gets done, sometimes it doesn't, Brother Jess. But the Lord of hosts has sworn, and then it's kind of like a repetition. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely. He swears, and then he says, surely. As I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. We are going to see a lot of upheaval. We're going to see a lot of change. But listen, Our God is in the heavens. He's done whatsoever soul hath pleased. There is no change with him. The government of heaven, by extension, this universe, the United States of America, and McClinney, Florida, is in good shape because our God reigns. He's in the heavens. His throne is as stable as eternity, as God himself. And so Jesus pointed out just before he leaves this earth so kindly. Jesus pointed out just before he left this earth that there would come the ultimate cataclysm, and it's coming. There is coming a cataclysmic day for those who know not God, obey not the gospel of the Lord, yet who shall be punished from the glory of his presence forever. When Jesus returns, he says that just prior to that, that men's hearts will fail them for fear. There are going to be all kind of upheaval. But he's telling us that our hearts don't have to fail us for fear. If we'll keep our eyes fixed on the object of our faith instead of our circumstances, that does not mean that times will not be tough. But our God never trembles. He never shakes. He's never wringing his hand. He has supplies that never run out, as opposed to Walmart. And I went yesterday, and no, there wasn't any there. But God's supplies never runs out. He knows the end from the beginning, ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, I'll do all of my pleasure. God knows what it looks like for us 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, and he's got provisions for us all along the way. So what is our response for that? First of all, to trust him for our lives right now. Secondly, I want to say this. The United States of America, before it's all said and done, could easily commit $1 trillion to this. But let me tell you, there's some things money can't fix. Prayer doesn't cost a dime. You got me? I understand test kits do, but prayer doesn't. Prayer doesn't cost a dime. And I don't believe it's possible for a nation to get back on its feet unless it first gets down on its knees. And so what we can do is we can stay before God's great throne of grace, remember the God that we're praying to, the eternal rock of ages. As he told Moses, I love this. I refresh myself with this all the time. This verse goes through my mind all the time in Deuteronomy 32. He tells Moses, and by extension, the children of Israel, he says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and the everlasting arms are underneath. We will make it through this together with the Lord's help, and it's not going to be because we did such a good job. It's going to be because the everlasting arms were underneath. You are leaning on the everlasting arms. You're in his hand. And that's the safest place to be. Remember that when the waves come over the ship. The last thing. You know, I like that you all know that I love the narrative from the Sea of Galilee where, you know, the boat's about to go down in the storm. I think I use that as the basis for the message at Lydia's memorial service. When they're just about to go down. So here's the way you have to think. Pray, stay before God's great throne of grace. The ship, if it takes one more bucket of water, the way the Word of God's written, it's going down, right, Brother Jesse? It was full. Full means full. Another wave, and it goes down. Rembrandt paints his only seascape that Rembrandt, a nobleman that he ever painted, a believer, the only seascape Rembrandt ever painted was Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. It's a beautiful painting. It's missing now. It was stolen, 1990. But it's you can see pictures of it. Go home, look it up. Jesus on the Sea of Galilee by Rembrandt. This is it. This is what we can do. The ship is on a wave that it looks like it's just about to turn it over. And on the ship, there are 14 men. The numbers there don't add up, do they? It's Jesus' 12 disciples and Jesus. And that would be how many? 13. You know the 14th is? Rembrandt painted himself on the ship. So that's what I want you to do in the midst of this, not just in the face of a pandemic, but whatever other pandemic may be going on in your life right now, you see yourself on the ship with the Savior, and if you're on the ship that he's on, I promise you, he's going to fulfill his promise that he made to his disciples at the beginning of that voyage. He said, let us go to the other side. So guess where they were going to end up? On the other side. Because the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I've thought, so shall it come to pass. As I've purposed, so shall it stand. We're in his precious hands. The Lord bless you in the days and weeks ahead. If we can do anything as the church, the leadership of the church can do anything to help supply your needs, we are family and we are all in this together. And if you need anything, I don't care whether you've got COVID-19 or not, I'll come to you and help you any way that I possibly can. I know that Brother Mike and Brother Lee and Brother Darrell, they stand ready to assist you instantly, any way possible. So we're going to make it through with the Lord's help.